This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by J.J. Hodshire. J.J. is the CEO and president of Hillsdale Hospital in Michigan. Thrilled to get a chance to visit with him today. J.J., can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Well, good morning, Scott. It's great to be on your program. Appreciate the opportunity. I am the president and chief executive officer here for Hillsdale Hospital and took this role on June 1st. Of this year, and certainly has been a storm ever since with facing some of the challenges with COVID and just healthcare in general. But prior to that, I actually spent 10 years here as the chief operating officer for our hospital and have been involved in county government positions prior to that. I have a background in political economy from Hillsdale College and a master's degree in organizational leadership and development, which I have definitely used here in my new role.
Well, talk a little bit about the background in government, and also I'm always getting notes and information from Hillsdale College. Sounds like a fascinating place. Tell us a little bit about your background in government, and then tell us a little bit about Hillsdale Hospital and a few points of pride in the hospital.
Absolutely. So as a graduate of Hillsdale College myself, they pride themselves on the importance of understanding your civic responsibility to your community, rising individuals up to be great servants and leaders. And I followed that tradition while I was at college up through my career here in the county, and actually served in county government in the capacity of both the court system. And for about 10 years, I was the assistant sheriff of the county and had served on the hospital corporation board during that period of time. I have a little background in education as well, having served as a small Christian school superintendent. And so I brought most of those business principles from all of the sectors of government and education that I was involved with here to my role at Hillsdale Hospital. And it's been a fantastic journey. I will tell you, out of all the careers, and I've worked in with a lot of great people and great leaders, I can tell you healthcare is the most rewarding and the best job I've ever had, even though it changes every day and nothing is certainly predictable. It has proven to be one of my best highlights of my life. We're making some significant changes here in our community. We are engaged in population health management, which is something, Scott, that when you put your programs on every year, you know, we've talked about population health management. What does it mean? It truly means just that. We've adopted an accountable care organization model. We participate in looking at covered lives and taking care of those that are most sick and vulnerable among us, and it's proven to be quite successful. We are working with a diabetic clinic. We received a grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Foundation, as well as the USDA. And some of those funds have been used to put together a very robust throughput for our patients who are in need, both on the clinical side as well as those that may need scripts and those that need their medication, and to ensure that we prevent the readmission to our hospital. Because what we were witnessing, I would say about 7 years ago, we had an emergency department that was, for a small community of 47,000, we would see 25 to 35,000 people coming through our emergency department every year. And in fact, 10 years ago, the number reached the highest it's ever been, which was closer towards the 35,000 mark. We understood that individuals should not be receiving their primary care from the emergency department. And that was happening. Access to care was very difficult. We did not have a wide expanded family practice in our community. We had very limited access. And so what we initially set out to do was to gain more access for primary care to our community, as well as start to shift them from the emergency department to primary care to receive their care. And so we watched a significant reduction in our readmission rates. We've watched individuals who were had significant comorbidities, who weren't getting their medications, who were receiving the care that they needed. And so we've been on that journey, and it's been very successful here in our community.
Oh, magnificent. And JJ, I always think of someone as the assistant sheriff in my mind and for movies and so forth. It's sort of like John Wayne, you know, the sheriff, the big guns, maybe a big cowboy hat and big cowboy boots. I take it you had a transition, the dress code in carrying the guns and so forth, when you moved into hospital leadership. Was that a difficult transition or not much of a transition? Or is my stereotype of an assistant sheriff very wrong?
Well, yeah, turn off the television, Scott. I was a suit and tie guy when I was the assistant sheriff. And really, I just took care of the business operations of the sheriff's office, the grants, the budget, making sure the personnel, ensuring that we had an engagement strategy for our staff and our community, keeping the community safe. And so I really look at it, I had a unique opportunity given to me about 6 years into my tenure as the undersheriff, and that was to serve on the corporation board, but also to serve as chair with one of our local judges of the hospital's task force on mental health. And as a result of that, we were able to build a 9-bed unit at our hospital, raise the funds to do it, and it was because of the passion of seeing the need in the community. So the transition was a little difficult. I mean, I will tell you that going from that kind of paramilitary structure to the hospital setting, but to me, business is business. And if you have a great business plan, you know how to engage people and work with them, that strategy will carry you throughout any industry. But it has been rewarding in the sense of we're still serving this community. And as a small rural community, you know, Scott, one of the challenges we face is that across rural communities in America, you know, we're starting to lose our local hospitals. And since 2010, and you've featured this before in many of your programs, but since 2010, nearly 120 rural hospitals across America have closed. And because of COVID, you know, 300 more hospitals are at risk of closing. And those numbers, one can just Google to find, you know, the stats behind it and see where the trend is. But when we lose our community hospitals, we lose our community, and we've witnessed it. Around our area, we've had a local hospital that closed in Albion, Michigan, and they lost their identity. They lost parts of their community. The hospital is a primary driver of your economy.
A huge driver, and many, bear with me for a second. In a small community, the hospital is often the biggest employer.
It is.
How important is the connection between Hillsdale College and the health system to have a successful, healthy ecosystem in the community? Are those the two most important institutions in terms of employment in your community?
Yes, you're absolutely right, and it's a great question. We work collaboratively. In fact, weekly phone calls with the college, and the opportunity we have is we've always had a member of their administration on our board of trustees, and so it's been a wonderful relationship. But we have to, right, Scott? I mean, we're in a situation where we have to work together as the two largest employers in our community to ensure that, you know, we're delivering the services that the community needs in healthcare, but also working with them to ensure that when parents send their children to college, you know, the nearest healthcare agency outside of Hillsdale, you know, 35, 45, 50, 60 miles away, that's very concerning for parents. So they want to make sure that in a community like ours that they have access to healthcare.
And talk about leadership. I mean, take a moment. I mean, Hillsdale is such a lightning rod place, a magnificent institution, but also a conservative institution, which is against the flavor of such of how people think today or college students think today. Talk about the pride in Hillsdale and the whole community there.
Well, there is significant pride. I can share that with you. If you ever get a chance to visit the campus at Hillsdale College or visit my campus here at the hospital or even the community in general, you'll have a feeling. You'll sense the pride. You'll sense the spiritedness of our community. They have, by and large, embraced the mission, vision, and values of what the college stands for. Just this week, you know, we had Mr. Barr here. We've had Vice President Pence here a few years ago. The college attracts several, through significant leadership, individuals that are here to deliver speeches. But as you indicated, they're also a lightning rod. So Hillsdale sometimes is seen in a poor light, you know, where maybe it's not the main media, thought processes. And so they have become that standalone. And so we couldn't be more delighted in our relationship. And this community is very, very fortunate to have Hillsdale College representing, you know, a huge institution in higher education and for what they stand for. And we've counted them to be good partners. We truly have.
In the college, we're all being lightning rod and so forth, completely founded by abolitionists trying to eliminate slavery in our country. I mean, that's the foundation of the institution.
It is.
And still a big believer in freedom of thought and freedom. So it is founded on those underpinnings, and it's important for people to sort of recognize that, I think. Talk for a moment about three pieces of advice that you would have for leaders today, for emerging leaders. What are a few pieces of advice that you give to emerging leaders?
Well, let's transition just in general. So let's take aside just healthcare, but let's say just in general, I feel it's critical that we have to have a center to ourselves, that it's so critical that we have to have a moral basis by which we make our decisions. You read today and you listen to a news broadcast after broadcast of just absolute corruption and things that are occurring from senior leadership positions, and that's very discouraging. And so I think there has to be a basis, there has to be a center, and that's very important, that will drive you to make good moral decisions. That's key. And for me, that has been really what's driven me in my career throughout my entire life. And so I feel that sets us apart. Number two, as you look at healthcare in the industry itself, it's very stressful. We're losing money. We're losing patients now. We're significantly challenged with government. We're challenged with payers. We're in an ever-changing industry that no one truly knows the direction. You have systems who are trying to define themselves. And one of the things that they get lost in is that business model, and they get stuck in, the day-to-day operation. I would encourage, as we have leaders listening to this, to engage your staff. One of the most rewarding things for me, facing a very terrible day, is to walk over to my hospital and see the faces of individuals who are making a difference in my community, who are changing lives, and who are saving lives ultimately. And I put in perspective, you know what? That's what it's about. It's not about me preparing the strategic plan, which is important, but it's truly about the care and the services that we give as a community, as a leader, and to set that agenda, I think, is very, very critical. And third, for me in healthcare, it's sustainability. It's looking down the road. You cannot, for any minute, stop. If you are at a point in your career where you say, well, I've achieved, I've reached it, let's put this on pause. I had a leader once tell me that, we're going to push pause on that. It's the greatest thing that gives me concern and keeps me up at night. We have always got to be moving forward, forward thinking. We have to have a growth mindset, and that growth mindset is critical. We have to look at new ways of delivering healthcare services as an industry. And whether you're in healthcare or even in the subsidiaries of healthcare, think about how can we deliver our product, our goods, our services in the new age in which we live. And I think we always have to be forward thinking about that. How are the dynamics impacting us? And really to be willing to change, which is oftentimes in our roles, in our positions, it's hard to do. We don't want to change. We're comfortable with it. But I would encourage you to press on. For those naysayers, and we have tons of them, we have a great amount of individuals that are anti-health, anti-maskers, anti-vaccination, you name it. But you know what? You do it anyway. You do what's right. And when you press forward with a good moral compass, a good base, you engage your people, and you have a forward thought looking out into the future about how you can grow and sustain your local economies, your local hospital. The growth that can occur from that, Scott, is phenomenal, and I've witnessed it here. We have put together a growth strategy here that is phenomenal. What has been coined as impossible, we're doing. We're bringing, to a small rural community, three orthopedic surgeons, three OBGYNs, three general surgeons. We've got three urologists. You look at what we can attract to a small rural community, it's phenomenal to see that our growth mindset has not prevented us from growing and from really expanding the healthcare to sustain us. And those hospitals that I look at that have lost it are individuals that they gave up. They did not look forward. They did not engage their people, and they got stagnant. And as a result of that, without a growth mindset, their community has died. And I commit to this community that we will remain strong. It is a lifeblood. We generate back $70 million into this community. And I feel that as on a national scale, Scott, you're there. You've introduced great world leaders for crying out loud. You know, I've been at many of your seminars and your conferences, and you know, George W. Bush to Nikki Haley, you introduced her. That was a great speech, the last one that I attended. And you know, you're on the stage with world leaders, and so you see the impact, the leadership, and those things here locally. You know, we have the same opportunity on a smaller scale to keep and sustain our local hospitals, and so on a national scale. On the national scene, we have to talk about how do we preserve our rural hospitals. And I think that's going to be for maybe another show, but how do we preserve our local hospitals and rural hospitals across America?
Yeah, no, and what I would suggest is this, that maybe I get a chance to interview world leaders and so forth, but nothing is more important than the actual people leading individual institutions and big health systems in our country, because those are the people that really make a difference day-to-day, and their teams and their people and everything else. So it's like, yes. So for me, it's as much a privilege to get to speak to you today, JG, as it is to get to speak to Hillary Clinton or to get to speak to George Bush or Nikki Haley, wherever it might be. It's sure. just as important, and it's actually far more important to the ecosystem we live in, the people like you, the people that are running great institutions, like whether it's Atrium, Kaiser, Scripps, Carilion, whatever it might be, to the great rural hospitals in our country that are the sort of lifeblood of those communities and so important to the thriving nature of those communities. I love the situation that you've got a great, you know, town-gown relationship in this world today. It's hospital system and academic institution that set up as the pillars of many, many communities that make them work. So, JJ, to me, the great pleasure of speaking to people like you and people like you throughout our country, that whether progressive or conservative, whether this or that, white sure. or black, doesn't matter to me. That's the great privilege for us in the Becker Self-Care Podcast. So, JJ, can't tell you how much I appreciate you joining us today and sharing your thoughts. And I think your thoughts on, you have to have this growth mindset to try and keep these rural and critical hospitals moving in the right direction versus in trouble and folding is yes. so important, even against odds, against challenges. I love this concept that if it is possible, we can do it. It's really magnificent leadership, JJ. And we appreciate you joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today so much. Thank you.
Thank you.